Part 1. The Elementary Principals Air Their Grievances. The lecture hall at the Royal Flying Corps School for Officers was deserted. The pupils had dispersed, and the officer instructor, more ragged than any pupil, was out on the aerodrome watching the test of a new machine. Deserted, did I say? But not so. The lecture that day had been upon the elementary principles of flight, and they lingered yet. Upon the blackboard was the illustration you see in the frontispiece. "I am the side view of a surface," it said, mimicking the tones of the lecturer. "Flight is secured by driving me through the air at an angle inclined to the direction of motion." "Quite right," said the angle. "That's me. I'm the famous angle of incidence." "And," continued the surface, "my action is to deflect the air downwards, and also, by fleeing from the air behind, to create a semi-vacuum or rear field area over most of the top of my surface." "This is where I come in." A thick, gruff voice was heard and went on. "I'm the reaction. You can't have action without me. I'm a very considerable force, and my direction is at right angles to you." He looked heavily at the surface. "Like this," said he, picking up the chalk with his lift and drifting to the blackboard. "I act in the direction of the arrow R, that is, more or less, for the direction varies somewhat when the angle of incidence and with the angle of incidence and the curvature of the surface. And, strange but true, I'm stronger on the top of the surface than at the bottom of it. The wind tunnel has proved that by exhaustive research, and don't forget how quickly I can grow. As the speed through the air increases, my strength increases more rapidly than you might think, approximately the square of the speed. So you see that if the speed of the surface through the air is, for instance, doubled, then I am a good deal more than doubled. That's because I am the result not only the mass of air displaced, but also the result of speed with the surface, the speed with which the surface engages the air. I am a product of these two factors, and at the speeds at which aeroplanes fly today, and at the altitudes and consequent density of the air they at present experience, I increase at about the square of the speed. Oh, I'm a most complex and interesting personality, I assure you. In fact, a dual personality, a sort of aeronautical Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. There's lift, my vertical part or component, as those who prefer long words would say. He always acts vertically upwards and hates gravity like poison. He's the useful and admirable part of me. Then there's drift, my horizontal component, sometimes, though rather erroneously, called head resistance. He's a villain of the deepest dye, and must be overcome before flight can be secured. "And I," said the propeller, "I screw through the air and produce the thrust. I thrust the aeroplane through the air and overcome the drift. And the lift increases with the speed, and when it equals the gravity of weight, then there you are, flight, and nothing mysterious about it at all." "I hope you'll excuse me interrupting," said a very beautiful young lady. "My name is Efficiency, and, while no doubt you all have said is quite true, and that, as my young man the designer says, you can make a tea tray fly if you slap on power enough. I can assure you that I am not to be won quite so easily." "Well," eagerly replied the lift and the thrust, "let's be friends. Do tell us what we can do to help you overcome gravity and drift with the least possible power. That obviously seems the right game to play, for more power means heavier engines, and that in a way plays into the hands of our enemy, gravity, besides necessitating a larger surface or angle to lift the weight, and that increases the drift." "Very well," from Efficiency, "I'll do my best, though I'm so shy, and I've just had such a bad time at the factory, and I'm terribly afraid you'll all find it awfully dry." "Buck up, old dear." This from several newcomers who had just appeared. "We'll help you." And one of them, so lean and long that he took up the whole height of the lecture room, introduced himself. I'm the high aspect ratio, he said, and what we have got to do to help this young lady is to improve the proportion of lift to drift. The more lift we can get for a certain area of surface, the greater the weight the ladder can carry. And the less drift, then the less thrust and power required to overcome it. Now, it is a fact that if the surface is shaped to have the greatest possible span, i.e. distance from wingtip to wingtip, then it engages more air and produces both a maximum reaction and a better proportion of lift to drift. That being so, we can then well afford to lose a little reaction by reducing the angle of incidence to a degree, giving a still better proportion of lift to drift than would otherwise be the case. For you must understand that the lift-drift ratio depends very much upon the angle of incidence, which would be as small as possible within certain limits. So what I say is, make the surface of infinite span with no width or chord, as they call it. That's all I require, I assure you, to make me quite perfect and of infinite service to Miss Efficiency. That's not practical politics, said the surface. The way you talk, one would think you were drawing L-400 a year at Westminster and working up a reputation as an aeronautical expert. I must have some
depth and chord to take my spars and ribs, and again, I must have a certain chord to make it possible for my chamber, that's curvature, to be just the right angle for to be just right for the angle of incidence. If that's not right, the air won't get a nice uniform compression and downward acceleration from my underside, and the rarefied suction area over the top of me will not be as even and clean in effect as it might be. This would spoil the lift-drift ratio more than you can help it. Just thrust that chalk along, will you? And the blackboard will show you what I mean. Well, said the aspect ratio, have it your own way, though I'm sorry to see a pretty young lady like Efficiency compromised so early in the game. Look here, exclaimed a number of struts. We've got a brilliant idea for improving the aspect ratio. And with that, they hopped up on the spars. Now, excitedly, place another surface on top of us. Now, you see, there's double the surface, and that being so, the proportion of the weight to surface area is halved. That's less burden for work of the surface, and so the spars will not need to be so strong and deep. Fucking talking about strong and deep. Which results in not so thick a surface. That means the cord can be proportionately diseased without adversely affecting the camber. With the cord decreased, the span becomes relatively greater, and so produces a splendid aspect ratio and an excellent portion of lift to drift. I won't deny that they've rather got me there, said the drift, but all the same, don't forget my increase due to the drift of the struts on their bracing wires. Yes, I dare say, replied the surface, but remember that my spars are less deep than before, and consequently, I am not so thick now, and shall for that reason also be able to go through the air with less proportion to lift and to drift. Oof, we've got to take a little break so I can close my blinds. Okay, we're back for me. I had to close my blinds. You can probably hear my neighbors outside. Remember me also, please, croaked the angle of incidence. Since the surface has now less weight to carry for its area, I may be set at a still lesser, and finer angle. That means less drift. Again, we are certainly getting on splendidly. Show us how it looks now, blackboard. And the blackboard obligingly showed them as follows. What do you think of that? They all cried to the drift. You think you're very clever, sneered the drift, but you're not helping efficiency as much as you think. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. The suction effect on the top of the tower. Whoops. The suction effect on the top of the lower surface will give... Oh, fuck. Will give a downward motion to the air above it. And the result will be that the bottom of the surface will not secure as good a reaction from the air as would otherwise be the case. Shit. Oh, fuck. I want to come so bad. I want to come so bad. And the loss of lift, and you can't help matters by increasing the gap between the surfaces, because that will mean longer struts and wires, and that itself would help me, not to speak of the increasing weight. You see, it's not all quite so easy as you thought. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to come so bad. Oh, my fuck. Oh, oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, fuck. At this moment, a hiccup was heard. To see a father, a rather fast and rakish-looking chap named Stagger spoke up. How do you do, miss? He said politely to efficiency. Oh, fuck. With a side glance out of his wicked old eye. I'm a bit of a nut, and without the slightest trouble, I can easily minimize the disadvantage that this old reprobate drift has been frightening you with. I just stagger the top surface a bit forward, and no longer is that suction effect dead under it. At the same time, I'm sure the top surface will kindly extend its span for such just. Oh, fuck, I lost my place. For such distance as the spars will support it without the aid of struts. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Such extension will be quite useful, and there will be no surface at all underneath it to interfere with the reaction above. And the stagger leaned forward and picked up the chalk. And this is the picture he drew. Ah, oh, fuck, said the blackboard. It's not half bad. It really begins to look like the real thing, huh? It is the real thing, is it? Grumbled Drift. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. I want to come so bad. Just, oh, fuck. Just consider that contraption in the light of any one principle, and I warrant you will not find one of them applied to perfection. I want to come so bad. I'm so fucking close, please. The whole thing is nothing but a compromise. And he glanced fixedly at poor efficiency. Fuck. 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 Oh dear, oh dear, she cried. I'm always getting into trouble. What will the designer say? Fuck, I'm so close. I'm so close. Oh, I wanna come so bad. I wanna come so bad. Never mind, my dear, said the lip ratio consolingly. You're improving rapidly and quite useful enough to think of doing a job of work. Well, that's good news, said efficiency wiped her eyes with her fabric and became almost cheerful. Suppose we think about finishing it now, they will have to be an engine and a propeller, won't they? And a body to fix them in, and tanks for oil and petrol, and a tail. Archly, one of those dashing young pilots. What? Fuck. I'm so close. Why can't I fucking come? I want to so fucking bad. Please. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Well, thanks for bearing with me.